Time to get money wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. We talk about how you can grow your wealth, and we provide information that is general advice only. As you'd expect, it doesn't take into account your individual objectives, financial situations, or needs. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chris. I thought maybe we could talk about potentially how to increase the amount of age pension entitlement you might be able to receive.
Okay, it's a complex area with lots of rules that we don't want to go stomping on. What's the plan?
Well, potentially you can park some of your money into a younger spouse's superannuation in accumulation phase.
And when you say younger, I mean, just it could be only two or three years.
Two or three years. Yeah. Just as long as they're under age 67, money in accumulation phase is not counted as an asset when calculating the age pension for a spouse under 67 years of age. So it can get you a good $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a year worth of age pension until that spouse turns 67.
And this is all legitimate. It's within the rules.
Yeah, all legitimate, all fine. It's all within the rules. And it's our job to look at people's circumstances and work out how to best maximise their situation.
Now, is this true? I've heard of people talking about prepaying for things like funerals and renovations. Can that really help reduce your assessable assets?
Yes, a little bit. So money spent on the family home for renovations and things isn't counted as an asset. So it's a way to reduce your assessable assets for age pension by spending money on the house.
And of course, the house isn't counted either.
Correct. And that's why it's potentially a good strategy to do it. But again, you don't want to cut your nose off despite your face. You don't want to use all your retirement assets just to get a little bit more in age pension.
So don't be greedy.
Yeah, balance.
We've been getting Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. If you'd like to find out more, you can contact Scott and his team at station sponsor Solus Financial. That's SOLACE financial.com.au.